We will call this meeting to order at 6:03. We have trustees Duvall and Lampman and Krennic and Sutchin on. Robert Thomason is not on, so we do have a quorum. So our first order of business then would be item number two on the agenda, to accept the agenda, which I sent out twice. I just added one small item to it. So I would entertain a motion to accept the agenda.
I make a motion to accept the agenda. Patty.
I would second that.
Okay, Patty has moved and Alan seconded to accept the agenda. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Thank you. Next item, Alan, if you would provide a treasurer's report.
Okay. In the BOK financial, we have $21,986.76. In the Commercial Bank of Colorado checking account, we have $778,136.31. In the Bank of Colorado, the money market, we have $300,339.20. And then we have $500 in petty cash. So our total current assets is, at this point in time, $1,100,962.29. Today, Wendy moved back into the office at the Elizabeth Library, and I have only one recommendation. There's over $700,000 in our checking account, and I'm thinking we ought to move $500,000 of that to the money market deal, which will almost more than double our interest that we're getting now per month, which is around $62 per month. That would double to about $120, because we're expecting another fairly large payment in July, and that would still leave us 400 some odd thousand in the checking account, which more is our annual or expenditures per month is around $80,000. So we have more than enough cash on hand to run to the end of the year. And we have quick access to that money market account.
All right, thanks, Alan. Two questions. Could you repeat the grand total? And you answered the second question, and that is I'm assuming the money market is pretty liquid, and you answered that question. So what was the grand total again, please?
Our grand total is $1,100,962.29. That's our current assets with our total checking and savings, all the money we have on hand.
And doing some rough calculations, we're expecting another couple hundred thousand in the next 30 days then?
Yes, that is correct.
All right.
The payments we've been receiving from the county have been pretty good. The last one we got was, I think, $140,000, which was pretty much in line with what we got last year, and we're expecting a little over $200,000 in July. So our budget should be working pretty well. We're looking at the budget deals for each one of the libraries. Everybody is in pretty good shape. There's a few that probably need to up their expenditures on their book buying and stuff, but that's Tim's job to keep after everybody that they're doing what their budget calls for.
Jim again. So, Alan, what you're saying, if I understood you correctly, is that if anything, we're running a little bit light on the budget, so we're in a little bit better financial position than we possibly thought we might be?
Yes, that is correct. We're doing very, very well. That's why we're sitting with almost $700,000, more than $700,000 sitting in the checking account, which even if we're planning on doing some expansion or doing some various other things, if we take $500,000 and move it to the money market deal, we're still, it can be done. The movement takes little or no time, and then if we need access to that money market deal, it's a one-day transaction to get it back to the general fund. So it is very liquid. Plus, it's getting 4 or 5 times the interest as what we were getting before.
Okay, does anybody have any questions for Alan?
I don't.
Do we need to make a motion on possibly on that move or not? Or should we have a vote? Does the board think that that's an okay plan?
I certainly believe that, Alan, you are empowered to move the money from one account to another as you see fit. I don't disagree with your thoughts on that. And as long as it is readily accessible, I don't think there's a difference between having it at the one bank as opposed to the money market account. And it will be a better use of our funds to try and maximize whatever earnings we can in a very, very low interest environment. At least we're trying the best we can. So I personally don't think you need to have board permission to do that, as long as you've explained it quite well and as long as the funds are readily available should they be needed.
There's no penalty in taking money and moving it out of a money market, is there?
No. No, it's that particular type of money market deal. There's no term limit or term that it has to be in there to get the interest. It's a very readily accessible account,
okay.
But it is almost 5 times more than what we were getting before.
Okay.
Karen, any thoughts?
It sounds like a good idea, given that it's easily liquidatable.
It will boost our. Right now, we've received $339 since we've moved the money. And which is averaging about $62 to $61 per month, and moving $500,000 will more than double that amount of money interest wise that we will get. So that we'll end up with $1,200 or more sitting in that account at the end of the year that we didn't have.
Every little bit counts.
Which is better than nothing. Yep. And I think it makes us look good to the county commissioners in that we're We're just not letting the money sit there. We're putting it to use and have it in a liquid situation so that when we come to some decisions on what we might want to do, we can do it without serious grief. And it's all in one bank.
I don't think we need a motion to move that, Alan. I think you've explained it well. And if that makes financial sense to you as treasurer, I think we all back you up on that.
Okay. Wendy and I will make arrangements to try to get it done before the end of the week.
All right. Good deal. Let's move on now to item number 4, approval of the minutes from the May 26th meeting.
I would make a motion to approve the minutes as published and for May 26th, 2021.
I second that.
It's been moved by Alan, seconded by Patty to approve the May 26th 2021 meeting minutes as published. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Thank you. We'll move on to item number 5, director's report. Does anybody have any questions or comments on Tim's report?
I have no questions on it.
I have no questions.
Karen, anything?
No, I just noticed there were a few things still pending, Agate and Elizabeth, so.
Right. Yeah, not much we can do until something happens
right,
on their
right.
As best I could read the report.
Right.
All right.
Well, unless as there's... usual, it was a very good report. Thank you, Tim.
Yep. Thanks, Tim. So moving on. Somehow I think I muted myself. Sorry. Discussion and possible action regarding meeting room use. I think that we've moved to the point where we're under 5% for more than 2 weeks, 5% positivity per the local health department's reports. We are still, unfortunately, above the state average by about double. We are also way behind in terms of vaccinations as a county, but nonetheless, we had made some guidelines that said if we get to 5% or below for 2 weeks that the meeting room should be available. The only thing I would make a comment is that we need to make sure we're not pushing the fire capacity limit, which I believe is a maximum of 35 people. So I think we need to be really careful with that.
And it's open to everyone, not just library sponsored right now.
As I understood Tim's last email, that is correct. I don't think the board in general has any disagreement with that. I'm just speaking from my understanding of what we had talked about earlier.
Sure.
Did Dwayne talk at all about
the COVID?
Go ahead, Alan. I'm sorry.
Well, I have seen a couple of groups in there. There has not been a lot of use yet, but as word gets out and about and groups get more comfortable about meeting. But there was a knitting group and everybody was wearing masks. So it was functioning. It was working well.
Did the public health director talk at all about the COVID, the India variant, and any concerns about that at all?
When I spoke to him, which I was surprised to get a hold of him on the first phone call, but I did, he didn't even mention the Delta variant at this point in time. The director's library director's listserv has been talking a bit about that. My understanding is it's most prevalent in Mesa County, but there are also a few cases in Arapahoe and one of the other adjacent counties there. But it's not too prevalent in our area yet. But he hasn't expressed concern so far for our area.
I just know that I was at the doctor last week and we talked about that variant. And she said she recommended, you know, she said she would recommend continue to wear a mask indoors. And she said she thinks that people getting out and about now, because we've got so much more more things opening up, that she said she expects in the fall, and she says they don't know what they don't know yet, but she is expecting in the fall that those people not vaccinated will be at a greater risk for the COVID, that Delta variant, and that she expects it to spread and see it more quickly. It'll be all across this country, she said. And it'll be more prevalent in places where there's been less people vaccinated. So, do we have any thoughts about that? Like, as we open back up, and then do we just monitor it? And in case there are those increased. And I also read something I read today from an epidemiologist was saying that that it's more contagious, right? So you may get it if you've had the COVID vaccine, it won't be as detrimental to you as it would be to somebody potentially who hasn't gotten the vaccine. But they also indicated that it was more contagious. So I think what they had said is, like, just brushing up somebody against somebody who had it, that they found that person had it too when they were doing a tracing on it. So on this one group.
Well, I've got a little experience a couple weeks ago when I was in the hospital for almost 3 days. I heard from every healthcare provider there that their census was completely full at St. Francis and their ICU was full of COVID patients. And I even heard a healthcare worker in the hallway on the phone talking so kind of angrily and heated about people don't understand how bad this is, and this woman can't breathe. And, you know, I just, like, got the impression that it was just pretty serious at that point. So, I mean, shouldn't take it too lightly.
And so I bring this up only because I get that the public health director is saying, you know, we should open back up full capacity for all services. He's recommended that. I just wonder, as a board, do we want to continue to monitor it? I mean, and just, you know, monitor what's happening in the county, not to put any of our employees at risk, at greater risk, in the event that it begins to climb again. And maybe that won't happen, or maybe it will, or, you know, it could happen in the fall. I don't know, but I'm still thoughtful about community and our, you know, the employees that work for the library.
Patty, I would agree that we can't just say, let's open it up and then we forget it. I think we have to keep a watchful eye. We're getting 2 reports per week from Duane's office about the positivity. And I think if we see something going the wrong direction, National news is focusing on Mesa County, which of course is Grand Junction and environs, and they're at like 96% capacity in their ICU, and 88% of the COVID cases are because are people that are not vaccinated, and then another portion are not fully vaccinated, and only just a few percentage are folks that are fully vaccinated. So it's not over. We have a lull. We want to provide services. And that is going to lead into another discussion that I want to talk about in number 9. So if we can hold off a little bit on that, we'll readdress this. But I, for one, if we start seeing the COVID 2-week positivity amping back up closer to 5, I think we may need to revisit this and maybe make some hard decisions, because the most important thing, and Tim, correct me if I misunderstood you in previous reasons, but if we have COVID infection, it makes it really hard for the branch to stay open. So that's really our whole goal, is to provide what services we can as safely as we can for as long as we can. And so, Patty, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. Karen, I appreciate your input on that, because I think that's important to know that stuff. And I think, as a board, we just need to keep a watchful eye and don't just sweep it under the rug and say, oh, no problems, we're fine now, nothing to worry about, because there is still a lot to worry about. I'll get on my soapbox here. Nationally, according to Dr. Fauci, the Delta variant was 10% of the cases 2 weeks ago. It's now 20%, and they expect it to be 40% in another couple of weeks. So it is very contagious. And while it may be regional based on vaccination percentages, where some states won't be as affected as others, that's also regional in our state, because we have a number of counties. We're like fifth from the bottom in terms of percentage of fully vaccinated folks in our county. So it's something we have to be aware of.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping national news will make more people aware that this new variant is more is tougher, and will get people off a dead center of not wanting to get their vaccination. And plus, it is much easier to get vaccination now. I mean, in our county, there are two places that are doing vaccinations. I'm not sure what all it takes to get an appointment, but you can go to Castle Rock 2 days a week and walk in any time at the health department there in Castle Rock on Tuesdays and Fridays, no appointment needed, and get a vaccination. So people, it's much easier to get a shot than it was 2 months ago.
I would agree with that, Alan. It doesn't appear that it's a lack of vaccine. It's a lack of people wanting to get the shot at this point.
Right.
So I think at this point, board, if you agree with me, that we just keep a watchful eye. Staff, if you'll keep a watchful eye. And if we see the positivity climbing upwards, we may need to come back and revisit this. But for now, this is what we had decided at a previous meeting, to set a benchmark, and we are now below that benchmark. And so I don't have a problem with us opening as carefully as we can.
Sounds like a plan.
Anything else on that particular subject? If not, let's move on to discussing July meeting in person. I appreciate that you all agreed to one more meeting virtually, because I had my COVID test negative, thank you for asking, on Monday prior to my surgery tomorrow, and so I can't be around other folks, so this works for me today. But I would like to meet in person in July. Assuming that we don't have a change going the wrong direction.
I would agree with that.
I'm here.
Okay, so if then Tim and Wendy, if you would just make sure that the meeting room is reserved going forward for the next monthly meetings. That meeting in July is scheduled for July 28th. And going forward, then every fourth Wednesday, and let's just make sure that the board has access to the room at 6 o'clock.
Do we want to, I know in years past, during the summer, we went to the other libraries to have meetings. Do we want to look at doing that again also or not?
My personal opinion, Alan, is that's a wonderful idea in a normal year. We are not in a normal year, and I would just assume let's just keep the variables to a minimum.
Okay, I agree. I just...
No, that sounds good.
It's less travel for me, but some other people maybe not so much. But
okay, great. Let's move on then to number eight, and I don't know that we have a whole lot to do. We may have to continue this again to another meeting, but we were going to continue our discussion on build-out that we started in the May meeting. Tim had presented a potential idea about what costs are. Now, looking again at the national news, lumber futures dropped like 50% a couple of days ago. So some of the costs that may have been valid or expected a little on the high side a month ago are maybe not the same. So, you know, in our personal lives, we're looking at a couple of small projects and we're just kind of twiddling our thumbs waiting for supply prices to come down because none of it is critical to do. And my thought might be on item number eight there is that we just continue this for another meeting or maybe two more meetings, say to August, when we can sort of see if construction prices and maybe busyness of contractors has subsided a little bit. It seems to me we would be going back to our discussion about let's squeeze every dollar of interest that we can out of our reserves. If we overspend on supplies, when in 6 months or 3 months or 8 months, they'll be 30% less, we would not be doing a service to as stewards of the money. So just that'd be my thought at this moment, that perhaps we just continue to think about it, continue to talk to plan in your minds what you want to talk about. But I don't think right now with the high costs of construction products that it would be necessarily a smart thing to do to move forward. And I think we still need to maybe hear from the town of Elizabeth, and that's kind of been a little bit of a we're on hold there as well. Anybody have any thoughts, Patty? Any thoughts there?
I would agree with you on being a good steward of the money. And I think that with the prices, I think we could wait for a couple of months and check the prices of what lumber and supplies would be and see if we're in a better place. And again, like you said, we would continue to add to our funds. So I think that's just positive.
Alan, thoughts?
I would agree with that because we, at some time or another, when we get to a situation where we're going to look at some kind of construction, if we have a good amount of money set aside in the money market or in our budget, it puts us in a better position if we are looking at options on how much of a project we do on costs. We have a bigger reserve. Plus, lumber prices is like three times what it was 60 days ago. It's lumber prices are obscene right now. I'm not sure how some parties are continuing to build with the price of lumber is just ridiculous. I mean, it is incredible.
And Karen, any thoughts?
Well, I think it is a smart idea to not spend that much money and wait till it comes down. But we don't really even know what we're going to do yet, do we?
No, and I think that's where we need to begin to firm up.
Right.
Firm up some ideas. I mean, we've talked about expanding at Simo. We've talked about finishing all or a portion of the Elizabeth branch. So I think we need to prioritize as a board, and without making excuses, we are just now finally coming back into a time when we can perhaps have other things on our agenda besides what's the COVID. Can we be open? Do we do more than curbside, which has really consumed us for the last 12 to 15 months? And so I think we need to work into it a little more slowly, but I agree with you that I would maybe try and set an arbitrary goal of by the middle of the fall or possibly by the first of the year that we have some definite priorities to say we're going to start doing this come heck or high water and we're going to make it happen.
Well, maybe next month we can really, in the meantime, all of us think about what might be that person's idea of what the first priority should be. And then maybe in July we can just sort of hammer that out a little bit and get a jump start on it.
All right, sounds good. I'll make sure that I continue.
Actually, if we're going to...
Go ahead, Alan.
If we're going to have an in-person meeting next month, maybe we can have some of those blueprints on the table and people can look at, because looking at a picture or a blueprint on a table versus looking what's on your computer, it's a little easier for some people to grapple what the heck is going on. So that's a good starting point.
Okay.
And I will put it, I will
that
just
way,
move it on. I will move it to the July agenda to continue our discussion. And perhaps that's a place to start is let's begin looking at the first steps. And because I don't think it's anything we can solve in one meeting.
Oh, right.
And hopefully Robert will be able to join us at that time. And he has some good background and good ideas as well. Okay, let's move on. The employee handbook was presented to us after a lot of work by an employment attorney, and then Tim made some responses to some of the points. And we were just getting ready to discuss that when, in essence, we had to stop because of the COVID. This is not something that really lends itself to a Zoom meeting discussion. So I would like to propose and one way we could do this that doesn't add lots of extra time or find another date that works for everyone is to have our normal business meeting on July 28th, and we'll try and make it as reasonably short as we need to, and then adjourn and convene a work study session for the board only to begin to go over the initial plan that Steve Bauman, our employment attorney, had sent out, the comments that Tim had made, and then responses to those, which I have all that. In addition to that, I've been in touch with Steve since last meeting, and he says there are at least two items that need to be added to what he prepared a year ago because they have become law since that time. So there's a let's see. There's something about paid leave and whatnot, but he's going to prepare those for us. So I've authorized him to do that. And then the other part that kind of dovetails in with what Patty began to talk about is I am leaning more strongly because of the minimal vaccination of our county to moving to a vaccination policy and program, which he can prepare. I asked him for rough cost estimates. He said all of it together would be less than $2,000. So I think that's well within our budget for the year. And I would like to begin that process of discussing the employee handbook and making it a decision item for the August meeting. I don't think we're in any position to decide in July. So that was kind of item number nine there. If you don't have any objections to that, I would like to basically schedule a board work session after the regular meeting. Public is welcome to stay for that, but only the board will be contributing during that particular meeting. So any thoughts from anyone on that? We spent a fair amount of money to get it put together, and we've had to just sort of delay it for 15 months, and I think it's time to pick it back up. Patty?
Nope, I think it's time to pick it back up, and I'm in agreement with you.
Alan?
The only thing I would like to include or invite Wendy to attend that meeting, and then I think we also, whatever we do, we need to run that by the Colorado Employees Council Services deal, because we pay for their services, and they are up to date on all of the state laws and whatever, so whatever our draft is, should roll through there.
Why would we do that? An attorney prepared it. Why would we have the employers council look at it? We wouldn't need to.
That's absolutely correct, Patty. That's absolutely correct. So, I mean, this is a specialized employment attorney working for the largest employment attorney firm in the world, and this is all they do. So we don't need the employers council to review their work. This is above and beyond that. But I think Wendy has asked the question, when does the administrative staff get to review this? We'll have that at a public meeting in August. So we'll have that all available once we finish the work study session, because as you know, a work study session, no decisions will be made. It's simply going to be a time for us to try and understand more fully what has been provided to us and where this would lead us to and what would be involved and what the parameters are. But absolutely necessary to do this, because the current handbook is a little bit on the weak side. I mean, we had 50 some corrections or adjustments to it. And so we'll go from there. And Wendy, whether your job description entails the preparation of the employee handbook, we're asking our employment attorney to take care of this. And we're not using the employer's counsel. So we made that decision a year ago. So thank you for your input, but we're going this direction. And I will, once we have our discussion and I'm going to prepare a document that provides the items that Tim had some comments about. I'm going to have the item, Tim's comments, and the response, and then we'll have the entire document and that document available prior to the August meeting. But I hope to come to a decision at the August meeting.
So, Jim, just to clarify, the decision you want to make is to approve that handbook without staff and administration having a look at it besides myself in August.
I'm not sure I said that, and I believe that it was available a year ago to anyone that was at the meeting. So
Jim. You expressly told me that I was not to provide that to staff.
Okay. Well, after we have our work study session and we understand the discussion that ensued because of, you know, based on your comments to the things that you had some concerns about, the attorney has responded to that. And just so that you know, because I was, Tim, I was pretty offended when you asked if he was a licensed Colorado attorney. He's not only licensed, he is a rising star, according to the Colorado State Bar. So all of you need to back off on the employers council. They're not as qualified as this person. So that's where we're going as this board. We're going to discuss it. It'll be available for the staff and administration to look over, but the board is the one that's going to make the decision. Does that answer your question?
my comment would be staff and administration should have a look at that because they're affected by it. I think it's part of a transparent process that needs to occur that staff should have input.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you, but it'll happen at the appropriate time before a decision is made. Patty, any comments?
No, I think we make the July session, make it a working session after our regular meeting, and then we can take a look at all the inputs that we previously got, and then talk about our inputs or changes if we have any, and then, like you said, we can present it for staff and administration to review.
Hey, Alan.
I agree. That's fine.
And Karen.
I'm good.
All right. So we will plan a work study session after the board business is completed on July 28th. I apologize in advance if we go into the evening a bit, and if we get into it and we say, you know what, this is taking too long, we can arrange a second work study session prior to the August meeting. And if by chance we can't be ready by the August meeting, we can certainly push it to the September meeting. But I don't want to go any further than September without making a decision on this.
Okay.
All right.
I agree.
Is there anything else from the board members that you wanted to discuss this evening that didn't get on the agenda?
I didn't have anything.
I did not have anything.
I don't have anything.
Okay, good. Thanks, guys, for your input. Thank you, staff, for your input. And Tim, we're going to the next scheduled meeting is July 28th, 6 p.m. It will be an in-person meeting unless, you know, things go south in terms of the COVID stuff. But we'll plan to meet at the library at 6 o'clock, and I know all of us are excited about that from the standpoint of these Zoom meetings, go-to meetings are just more difficult. And so unless anybody,
right.
And if you have anything that you want to have on the agenda, if you would email it to me prior to a week before the meeting. That's generally when I try and put the agenda together. And other than that, I would, I also am having the, attorney come up with a protocol for staff vaccination if we decide to make that mandatory. I think with the minimal vaccination in the county, we need to strongly consider that. I've changed my mind on that from last meeting. So I want to discuss that at July at the July meeting as well.
Hey, can I ask a question about, you know, you had included some comments, Tim, on the 2022 budget. And I can't remember, when do we start looking at budget? Do we do that in September too?
We receive estimates for next year in August, usually in early August. So we begin either in late August or the beginning of September for the budget.
Okay, talking about the budget and talking about salary stuff, right? That's
yeah.
What we did.
And we usually establish a committee that kind of comes up with I come up with an informal budget, present it to the committee, then the committee discusses it, comes up with a secondary model, and then presents it to the board for potential approval.
Okay, so that'll be happening in the August-September timeframe too, Jim, just as a...
Correct. We'll probably have it on the July meeting, August meeting at latest to appoint a budget committee.
Okay.
Do we need a motion to adjourn?
I had one last thing. Tim and I had talked about our QuickBooks maybe a year and a half ago, and I had suggested that we move to the online version because it allows employees to have access via their smartphones to put information in. And I just wondered, have we ever taken any action on that?
Uh, You know, I barely recall the nature of that conversation. that doesn't work in terms of security, according to Wendy, in terms of people who have access to it, et cetera.
I would find that hard to believe, because most companies use some sort of my 17-year-old grandson uses a similar system. It's a different company, and he logs in and logs out on his cell phone, and he does not have access to the whole system. He just has access to his account. So I don't think that's a real issue.
Is it that you're, what do we have it on? And now it's just on Wendy's desktop, and we're looking to put it maybe in a...
On a cloud basis.
Okay, on a cloud basis. Okay. And then you can, it should be protected by roles and permissions, right? Like a user ID and password.
Right. It yeah. is.
So
I think we need to, I've made this comment before, I've had some pushback. I think we need to move into the 21st century in our technology, and this is 1990 technology. I've also asked my son, who works for a company called Monday.com, to provide some ideas that might help us manage projects more effectively and efficiently within the organization. So that too, if he comes up with something, that too will be brought to the board for discussion.
I'm happy from an IT security perspective to look at the documentation on their security. I mean, I'm sure it's fine. It's a reputable vendor, so, or a company. But I'm happy to look at it from an IT perspective.
Patty, if you wouldn't mind taking a look at that, see if there's any reason that we wouldn't be able to go to the cloud-based system to make it a little more responsive and do away from, you know, an older way of doing payroll, I would appreciate that.
Okay, I'll take a look at it, Jim.
All right. These are just ideas, guys. We need to keep moving forward, be more efficient. As I said, we've been concerned primarily with COVID for the last 15 months. It's time to get back to operate, to managing and mapping out some scenarios for the library district to improve. Because there's always room for improvement.
Sounds good.
Any last comments from anyone? Otherwise, I would, any last comments? Then I would entertain a motion to adjourn at 6:51.
I second that.
I'll make the motion. Patty seconds.
Thanks, Alan, right. for keeping it straight.
All right. Alan moved, Patty seconded. All in favor of adjourning, say adjourn. Adjourn.
Adjourn. Aye.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Aye.
Bye.